Hey Mavs, here are the events for this week. On Monday, November 14th, the Office of Campus Life will be hosting MetroCard Madness at the Bronx campus from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Wakanda Forever in Dobbs Ferry, I Look Dine in Cinemas from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. The Rotaract Club will be hosting their members' meeting in Dobbs Ferry Main Hall 109 from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. This will be a hybrid meeting. And on Tuesday, November 15th, the Office of Campus Life will be hosting Mercy Eats in the Dobbs Ferry Commuters Lounge from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., as well as the Thanksgiving Luncheon in the Bronx Campus Cafeteria from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and Coffee Chats, which will be an online event from 2:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. They will also be hosting Bowling Night at the Bronx Campus in room 2285, from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. On Wednesday, November 16th, the Office of Campus Life will be hosting the Club Info Session with Romessa at the Manhattan Campus Third Floor Activities Desk from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. And Open Mic at the Bronx Campus in room 1270 from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., as well as Thanksgiving Dinner at the Dobbs Ferry Mercy Hall in the Rotunda from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Help Ministries will be hosting Wednesday night Bible study in Dobbs Ferry Main Hall, Lecture Hall from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. And the Mercy Acapella Vocal Singers will be hosting the Mavs Club meeting in Dobbs Ferry Victory Hall, room 204 from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. On Thursday, November 17th and 18th, the Office of Campus Life will be hosting Paint and Go at the Dobbs Ferry Commuters Lounge from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Just on November 17th, the Help Ministries will be hosting The Exchange in Dobbs Ferry Main Hall 203 from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. As well as on the 17th, the Office of Residential Life will be hosting Ball Up Your Stress in Dobbs Ferry Hudson Hall 2nd Floor Lounge from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. And on Friday, the Caribbean Student Life Association will be hosting the CSA biweekly meeting in Dobbs Ferry Main Hall, room 109, from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m.
Hey Mavs, this is Astris Contreras with Mav Life. Today we have a special guest with us, Nathaniel Singleton, the president of the Black Student Union. How are you doing today, Nathaniel?
Doing it right. Can't complain too much. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm excited to know a little bit more about our Black Student Union.
Yeah, of course.
But first, let's get some information about you. What year are you? What's your major? What brought you to Mercy?
Okay. Currently, I'm a junior. I have one full year, so next fall will be my last semester. My major, I am media studies, journalism. And then what brought me to Mercy was, at the time, it was close to being home because I currently live in Beacon, New York, which is near Poughkeepsie, Fishkill area, Dutchess County. So it was like an hour away. And it's relatively cheap compared to other college and universities. So, you know, that's what got me to Mercy. And I like that it's a small campus. You can't get lost at Mercy too much. So it's a good fit.
Okay. So it's a nice, small, compact, homey feel.
Yeah. Everyone knows everyone.
Gotcha. That is always a nice vibe to have. All right. So let's talk about the Black Student Union. When did you become the president?
So I currently became the president this year. So this fall is my first term as president. Last year, I was the vice president.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. And I was an active member my freshman and sophomore year. So I've been involved in Black Student Union since practically came to Mercy.
Okay, beautiful, amazing. Yeah. Give us a little bit on the history of the Black Student Union.
Okay, so I know when I was an active member, the meetings were very informational based. They were kind of like itineraries for what's coming up and what to expect. It's definitely grown over the past couple of years. I've seen the room going for like three, four people to us having full classrooms for our meetings. So as we get different e-board members, we try to adapt and we try to bring something different to the table so we're not the same from the previous years.
Okay. Do you know how the Black Student Union came to be?
I do not. That's a great question. That's a question. I should know the answer to that, but no. I feel like it's been established at Mercy for years before my arrival. So I'm not too familiar with the origin story of the Black Student Union at Mercy. Okay. I think it's a good one, though.
What is the purpose of the Black Student Union?
So our purpose is to be a community within Mercy. We offer a safe space for the students at Mercy. Even though we're called the Black Student Union, we accept like each and everybody to attend our meetings. So we try to resolve any issues that students may face while they're at school, any social issues that are occurring around us that affect us. So we try to do our best with each other to make sure we're doing all right and we're good. Because there's a lot of things that happen in the world that we need to discuss as young Black men and women in this world.
It sounds like you guys would do great with partnering with our student government. Have you guys done anything in combination?
So actually, our previous president from last year, she became the president of the Student Government Association at Dobbs Ferry.
That transition makes a lot of sense with your purpose.
Come on. So she's big on like promoting change, and she's still involved. She's not on the e-board, but heavily involved and always giving advice. And I'm currently thinking about if there's a spot for me on the Student Government Association. So, we're good at building leaders, I would say.
Okay. So the Black Student Union offers support, a safe space for students, a voice for the students. And it's a great way to work your way up the chain into the student government.
Oh, yeah. I personally never thought I would be a president of any club. So when I become an active member, I was like, oh, this is cool. And then to see myself gradually progressing, becoming a leader, it's been a great transition. And I'm thankful for my experiences in the Black Student Union.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit more about your experiences as a member, as the vice president, and now as the current president?
It's been a lot of fun. It's definitely been a lot of fun.
So what have been some of the highlights?
So though our annual talent show, so that's always a blast to see the talent that Mercy has to offer. Then even our general meetings, we always do like a little fun mix. We always have games. So yesterday, we have our meetings on Thursday. So yesterday we had a spelling bee and we offered like a cash prize. So it's always fun to see, And it was little words. It's words that were commonly misspelled. So we try our best to liven up campus, give students activities to do, because in my experience at being at Mercy, students are more prone to be in the room than being in like a social setting, I would say.
Okay. I mean, especially since the pandemic, being in a social setting, it's still something that's up and coming again at Mercy. So it's nice that you guys are offering that as well.
Thank you.
Now, you said that it's for all students. So no matter what the race is, no matter what the major is, all students can join?
Yes.
Okay. And what campus are you guys based out of?
So we're predominantly at the Dobbs Ferry campus. That's where we host our in-person meetings. And that's where a lot of the e-board has their classes and lives. And a lot of the members also reside in Dobbs Ferry.
Do you also offer Zoom meetings for students from other campuses like our Mercy Manhattan and our Bronx campus so that they can join if they would like?
Not at the moment, but we would love to do that. We need like a Zoom link unlimited to provide that. So once we get the necessary tools, we're more than happy to serve the Manhattan campus and Bronx campus.
So would you say before the semester ends, you might have that set up, or is that something you're looking to do for the spring 2022 semester?
Probably spring. Right now, everybody's midterm just happened. Finals are slowly approaching. So we're just going to carry out the mission that we had in place for this semester, but we're always looking to develop. So next semester, be on the lookout for a Zoom link for the Black Student Union.
Now, how has the semester been going so far? How many meetings have you guys had, and when are those meetings?
Over the current semester, We meet once a week. We meet Thursdays at 6 p.m. in the main hall. And since the semester began, we only miss, I want to say, 3 meetings because of, you know, birthdays, sicknesses. So we try our best to stay consistent.
Okay, so you say you guys meet in the main hall. Which room?
Room 312 at 6 p.m.
Okay, so room 312 in main hall at 6 p.m. every Thursday?
Every Thursday.
Perfect. Can someone who is interested in learning about the Black Student Union just show up at one of your meetings?
Of course. It's more than welcome for you to just stop by, see what we're about, see if it's something that you'll be interested in. I encourage all students, you know, one time just to come by and see how the meetings go. And then you might be stuck there.
Might get drawn in.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
How many members would you say you currently have?
I would give us in the 20 to 30 people range. You know, every week we don't get the same crowd, but we always have a good classroom size. And then, but that's despite what it says on campus groups. On campus groups, we have plenty of members in like the group. So yeah, it's good to see that the Black Student Union is always growing, and it's good that I can't put a number on it, because if it was a low number, then I'll be disappointed. But yeah, we're at a good size.
Do you partner with any other clubs or associations on campus?
The Black Student Union's biggest collab has been with GRU, Phi GRU Social Fellowship. That's the organization I'm a part of as well. Between the two, we're always working to create a big event. So one event that we had last year that we're looking to bring back is Family Feud, but we call it Groovy Feud because, you know, I gotta get your groove on. So
I like it. What activities are you looking forward to doing this semester that you haven't had a chance to do in the last semesters?
Actually, we have this one coming up. We're looking to have a guest speaker actually come to Mercy. He was a part of the FBI for 24 years. And then after he retired, he was arrested and incarcerated for 9 years in a federal prison for a crime that he's never committed. So I'm looking forward to having him come speak to like the group. And for that event, I'm looking to have a Zoom link because I feel like that's something that we should broadcast to all campuses. So that's one event that I'm looking forward to. And then also when Black History Month comes along, we try to do events to show respect to our ancestors. We do the test that they gave African-Americans to register to vote and see how hard and absurd the questions were. And those are two off the top of my head, but we're always looking to have a different event.
Okay, so you look to have diverse events and educational events.
Most definitely.
Okay, well, I'm excited. And this FBI guy sounds interesting.
You served 24 years and arrested.
Oh, that's crazy. No. So you mentioned that students are able to just attend your meetings on Thursdays in Main Hall, room 312 at 6 p.m. What other ways can students show that they're interested? Like, is there someone who they can contact? If so, who do they contact? Is it a phone number or is it an email?
Of course. So if you're interested in a Black Student Union, of course, if you're a Mercy student and you're familiar with campus groups, you can look us up and become a member by just hitting the button. We also have an Instagram page. It is MercyBSU_official. That's our Instagram, so you always can DM if you're interested or have any questions. I'm also always available. My email is nsingleton, singleton@mercy.edu. And if you ever want to put a face to the name, my Instagram is nate.iv. So any questions, comments, concerns, feel free to reach out. We don't bite.
Now, is there any additional information about the Black Student Union that we haven't discussed that you would like our Mercy community to know about?
Be on the lookout. We're always dropping flyers. We're always promoting. We're always talking about social issues. So the best thing I can say is, you know, be on the lookout. Reach out.
Perfect. Thank you for being a guest on our show. Once again, this was Astrid Contreras with Mav Life.
Hey, Mavs. Make sure to tune in to our shows every day of the week. We have Mav Life on Mondays. On Mav Life, we will be highlighting all campus activities, associations, and events. Math Sports will be on Tuesday. We will be highlighting all of our athletes and sports on campus, including esports. Math Spotlight will be our Wednesday show. In the Math Spotlight, we are highlighting all of our alumni, getting to know them a little better, seeing how they achieve their success and what tips and advice they have for us. The Math Academic Show will be on Thursdays. Get to know our faculty a little bit better. What makes our professors so interesting, intriguing? How did they get their positions? And on Fridays, the Math Mailbag Show, in which we will be highlighting different services throughout the Mercy campuses, and we will be responding to feedback from all of our listeners. Our shows will be available across multiple platforms: the Omni Channel, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer, JioSaavn, iHeart, Amazon Music, and soon to come on the Mercy website. Make sure to tune in.
The Mercy Mapcast is looking for corresponding hosts on our Dobbs Ferry and Bronx campuses.
To inquire, you can email us at mavcast@mercy.edu. That's mavcast@mercy.edu.